First of all, Rabbi Ray, everyone, Rabbi Race is here. Zach, but I'm not getting. I'm still in denial regarding Zach. We'll have to process. Yeah.
Four more years.
Hey, we'll get. We'll. It's a schus. There's a. Every word of the Torah, every word, as the Goyin says, the Gra says, every word of the Torah is so powerful, is the Gra says from even the word Bereishis, like the whole entire Torah is from that word. You could learn all of life from every letter, the entire existence of everything. Istakel bari raisa ubara alma. It's one of the reasons why we look to the Torah. The reason we look to the Torah is because it's the blueprint of the world. The world is within the Torah. It's not, okay, we have this world and we try and connect to the Torah. The Torah creates everything. It's everything for us. And as we've said many times, the Torah is not a history book. We're not learning about Yehuda and Yosef and the brothers as a great story. It happens to be an incredible story. Incredible story. But part of the depth of what we learn is to teach us to look into the Torah. To look inside the Torah is we're still in Hanukkah. We're still, the light of Hanukkah is with us because the Neiros of Hanukkah, that light of Hanukkah which illuminates each and every one of us, is the Ha'er Einenu. It's one of the things that I write in to try and have Kavana, is that I want to get a look in the Torah so I can then look up and connect to myself, to connect to the people next to me, connect with Hashem, which is all one and the same. There's a pasuk in the beginning of the parsha that is such a deep, like I said, every word is. But it says, "Eich ella el avi, v'hanar einenu iti." How could I go back to my father when Yehuda comes to Yosef? And the tzaddikim, the Chazal tell us, he came by milchama. Yehuda was a power person, right? Probably looked like Bensi. Yeah. Bensi Newman. Like guy coming in, ready to like, for real. He was ready to rip everything apart. Why? Ki eich ella el avi. We all remember what happened. How could I go back to my father Yaakov, the Hanar, Enena Iti, and my child is not with me? Hanar, the pasuk says it. Eich ella el avi, the Hanar, Enena Iti. How could I go back to my father? I promised my father that my little brother, Binyamin, nothing's going to happen to him. Oh, you just say the word Binyamin and we all go crazy. Binyamin. Where's Binyamin? Yeah. Binyamin. Right? But what's the pshat? The pshat is what? The tzaddikim tell us that we have a guf and we have a neshama and we come down into this world. And we're here for a limited time. Everybody's here for a limited time. Eich ella el avi. How can I go back to my father after a person lives a life? Everyone's into what? V'hanar einena iti. Everyone's into nowadays, and it's important, into our inner child, into the child in me that was neglected, the child in me that is hurt. And one of the tools that we could do is we can love ourselves. I know that's so cliche, to love ourselves, but it's to love ourselves, and to eich ela el avi v'anare neni iti, is that I'm committed in my lifetime to take care of myself and to do for myself, to overflow, to have this connection with myself, to have this love for myself. As we've spoken, we're all looking to fall in love. I want to fall in love with myself. I want to fall in love with my children. I want to fall in love, of course, with my wife, not for the first time. No big deal that you're going to fall in love with your wife when you're on the date. That's not the big kunz. The kunz, I don't know how to translate kunz. That's not the catch. The catch is not to fall in love with your wife when you just got married or when you're dating her. That's not a big level to fall in love. Oh, I'm in love. It's to constantly fall in love. To fall in love with Hashem is something that you got to work on. To fall in love with the guy next to you and the guy who you don't like, that's hard. That's hard. Because it's not like falling in love. You got to work for it. You got to work for it. Just that everyone can take a note now, right here. There's a very chash of a person in the Beis Medrash. I'll say Rebbetzin, even though it's not such a... It might sound strange. Rebbetzin Leierfeld this year. Mrs. Leierfeld this year. And I'm not... It's not the forum today or Mirz Hashem. You know, I will have if Mrs. Leierfeld will say something. I know it's very out of this isn't No Mic Monday, especially it's Wednesday, but we could have done No Mic Monday on Wednesday. No, don't shut it off. I want it to. Mrs. Leierfeld is a person who I personally learned from. Yehuda, I'm not even talking about you, Yehuda. All I could say is one thing about Yehuda Leierfeld. One thing I'm going to say. Miksa shvachar b'fanav is that if you're able to make a chavrusa shaf with him and you could get a few minutes to learn Torah with Yehuda and talk about life, I would sign up. And Yehuda is a shining star for me. Has been like that since I met him. Not too many people. I remember being in when I was in Durham, and it was busy over there. And see Yehuda, you see the little things. Rabbi Kaldetsky spoke about it yesterday. Sometimes it's like we think it's like the big things that I don't know if you probably remember this, but I remember you made me a plate for lunch, or you were taking care of me. I don't remember exactly how long I was doing what I was doing, but Yehuda's running around making sure that I was okay. It's not just, oh, thank you, Yehuda. It says something about a person who is living for someone else and is there for someone else. Eich ela elavi v'hanar einena iti. To be a parent, Mrs. Leierfeld, to be a parent, and I'm saying this is where it starts from all of us. Everybody here, I don't have to take a poll. Everybody here, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Yehuda made a commitment. Yehuda made a commitment to his father. He made a commitment to his father that I will destroy the world. I will destroy Mitzrayim. That's what Chazal say. I'll destroy everything. Because Eich Ela Elavi, how can I go back to my father without my little brother? How can I go back to my father without my little brother? I will do anything in the world to be there for my wife. I will do anything in the world to be there for my child. I will do anything in the world, and this is where it is. This is where it is. To be there for myself. And as we've said this so many times, I can't say it enough. I can't say it enough because we talk about codependence, and it's important to talk about codependence. And it's important to know that maybe I'm neglecting myself and I'm there for, let me say it like this. There's no question that Yehuda, we come from Yehuda. We all come from Yehuda. We come from Binyamin. We come from Levi. We come from Yehuda. There is no doubt in my mind that Yehuda was the furthest thing from codependence. He wasn't coming to bring his child, his brother, his little brother. We're called Jews. We're called Yehuda. No Jew will be left behind. No Yid is not my brother. Where does that begin? Where does that begin to have a mother? Mir Tashem, you should be Zocha. We should be Zocha. Every one of us, all of you, should be Zocha to have a marriage, to have a wife, to have a commitment to your children, a commitment to your child, that you'll run from one world to the other side of the planet. You'll do anything for your child. You'll be there for your child. You'll be there for your spouse. Ech ella el avi vanar einena iti. I'll be there for myself. I won't let go. I'll be there for myself. And of course, that comes by having someone be there for you. Mrs. Lehrfeld, is there one piece of advice? Doesn't have to be so long. We don't have that much time. Just one thing, Rebbetzin, Mrs. Lehrfeld, one thing that we can take. Ech ella el aviv anar enei kenai nahara baruch Hashem. You know, I can't believe I'm doing this in the Beis Medrash. You're probably the first. Well, Rebbetzin Weinberger sometimes. She, you know, but Mrs. Lehrfeld, it's a compliment to you, Mrs. Lehrfeld.
So learning how to flip on a dime is difficult. And I'll say what I say when I spoke to the boys in Durham at Yehuda's Siyam. He made a beautiful Siyam when he left Durham. It's been a difficult journey for us, but us moms would not trade it for the world. And what Rabbi Fisher taught me in the Coach Menachem podcast on the Yom Kippur, session is your child's going to take you places. And this child right here, my Ben Zikunim, by the way, if you're 23 or 24 and younger, I'm old enough to be your grandmother. So hi. But this child is taking me to places that I never imagined I could go or would go or am able to go. And I think the best advice for when you're parents is to get busy with your own journey. And luckily you're doing it here with Roy Fisher right now. But if you can't figure out you and your journey, then nothing else is going to fall into place. So when you're looking for that person and you're starting with dating and all that, I have a whole lot to say on dating. That could be a whole nother sheer. But someone in Durham got up and said this at his Ofruf. He said, I forgot who it was, but he said, it's so easy to find a girl, but it's near impossible to find the right person to raise your children. So just have that in mind, that until you're whole and until you've figured the sugya of you out, it's impossible to take another person and bring them into your world and to create this binyan adiyah that you're trying for. So take advantage of what Roy Fisher's offering and do the work now, because all the married guys here, I'm sure, could attest to the fact that if you do the work now, everything else gets easier. That's right. Woo!
What were your halftime adjustments after today?
Thank you, Mrs. Eiffel. That was incredible. Thank you.
Next year, I'll do dating.
Okay, good. We'll figure it out. There's a person in the back who I just met. We've met, I guess, before. I don't even know. I just sent you all the link to Brett.
Jen. Yes. Brett. Brett.
Brett.
Dermek. Dermek.
Dermek. I just have to say it because what's incredible is that I sent Shalom Aleichem to Brad, who's from South Africa. He said, I don't know much about Brad. I'm going to meet and talk afterwards. He's been listening. Actually, you just say it to me. If you could just tell everyone that I'm so humbled what just happened for Shir. What I said, if you could just say for a minute what you're doing here.
I've been listening to Rabbi Roddy Fisher on Spotify for about a year now. And he's had such an impact on my life. And I wish I had Rabbi Fisher when I was your age. I wish I had a start like you're all having. I've got four children myself. And when you hear the serenity prayer, you know, Hashem, grant me the serenity to accept the people we cannot change, the courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know that that one is me, is just so, so powerful. It's, you know, I can say it 3-5 times a day. It's just so much in that. Like the Lashon Hara on, you know, not spending your time in other people's business. Because while you're not in your own business, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And just learning Hilchos Lashon Hara every day, just one page, you know, from the Chofetz Chaim, changes your world. Because you're not spending your time and your energy on other people. You're just spending your time on yourself. And by spending the time on yourself and spending the time on self-love, only then can you love your friend, your wife in a much more powerful way, your children in a much more powerful way. And it changes your world. So I owe so much to Rabbi Fisher.
Compliment. I want to say for you, it's a compliment to you that you were saying how it's transformed
my whole journey in, you know, I've always kept Shabbos. I mean, always, but for a long time now, I've kept Shabbos, I've kept Kashrus. But, you know, just you've changed my relationship with Hashem. Because, like you've said in one of your shirim, your relationship with Hashem is a relationship with yourself. And only when you work on the relationship with yourself can you work on a relationship with Hashem.
Any compliments. My point, and it's interesting,
Hachana and Akdama, when Mrs. Lehrfeld and Brett, the I think a theme that we keep on seeing, and when I see it so clearly from you know, it's not like, oh, I'm talking to young guys and I'm giving them advice and, you know, I'm trying to teach you something. It's the more we learn, myself included. Welcome back, Rabbi Deitch has missed you. Thank you. the more we, because it's not an age thing. It's not 18, 19, 20, 40, 50, 60. It's not age discriminate. Being in someone's business does not discriminate your age, your spouse, your children. It's a your relationship with Hashem. It's so clear to me, as Mrs. Lehrfeld said, as Brett is saying, it's so clear that when you learn, the more we learn, that that deep relationship with myself, with my friend, with Hashem is there. That is where Yosef ben Rachel, Joro, said one of the most incredible lines.
Yeah.
Joro, one of the most incredible lines. When we were in the old city together with Aryeh Weiss, and I was talking about the Ani, Rabbi Schick, when I was saying the Ani, Kirvas Elokim Litov, he said in Yiddish, the word for Ani, which is I, Ani, Mode Ani, I, me. Joe Rowe said, Ani in Yiddish is Ich. And the Nesiva Shalom told me, Ich. The Nesiva Shalom told me, I didn't read it in the Nesiva Shalom, it's not, I overheard something. The Nesiva Shalom, one of the Tzadikei Adar, said, I was Zocha that he said this to me. He said, Yiddish is the language of the Tzadikim. Reb David Cohn, who's one of the Gedolei Talmidei Chacham of the Dar in Brooklyn, has a whole sefer on the etymology. Is that the word for how to know what words are? Yiddish is the language of the tzaddikim because there's a truth, there's an emes to the language. That's what the Nesiva Shalom told me. The word for ani, I, is ich. Ich. When you get in touch with your ich, your ew, the things that we don't like about ourselves, the shame, and I'm able v'hanar, eich ella elavi v'hanar einena iti. When we talk about going over to the guy who seems distant from Hashem, and you're makar of him, and you bring him closer, and we don't judge, as we say outside the Beis Medrash, kol ha-poisel b'mumay poisel, when I see negative in somebody else, I'll have that same negativity within myself. And when I learn to accept someone else, you know what you're doing? You're doing the biggest thing in the world for yourself. Not for him. When you accept somebody and you humble yourself to somebody, you think you're a big tzaddik. Shlomo Rosenthal, you think Shlomo Rosenthal? Shlomo Rosenthal. Toots Yehuda Teichman. Yehuda Teichman. Guarantee their care for every yid, for all of us. They're going to be the most incredible husbands and fathers. Not because, Tom, it's a cute thing. Not because you're going to wine and dine. That's also important to wine and dine. It's also important to wine and dine your spouse and to wine and dine your children. It's important. But that's not what it's about. It's about bringing them close. It's about bringing yourself close. It's about connecting to yourself, whatever that means, according to all of us, whatever. That's a whole shiur in itself, a whole discussion itself, how to connect to yourself. With that, it's an intro to, this is perfect, Rabbi Race. This came out so much better than I wanted. It's an intro for Rabbi Race, for Zach. Zach is not leaving yeshiva. Why am I telling you? Zach is not leaving yeshiva. And I'll tell you why. Because the reason I say Zach is not leaving yeshiva is because anyone who knows me and anyone who knows what this yeshiva is about, it might be from Yaakov, might be, I don't know why I think of him when I say this line of it's not where you are, it's who you are. Yes, it's important to be in an environment, but Brett's from South Africa coming here. He's never been to this yeshiva. but he's in this yeshiva, even though he's in South Africa. I met him right now for the first time in my life. Obviously not. There must be some neshama thing that we're connected. But Brett's never been in this yeshiva, and he's saying things. We're talking because we're saying things that are true. We're saying things that are true. So when I say that Zach's not leaving yeshiva, because Zach has sat in this shir, and I want to say this in a very strong way. Bli Ayin Hara, it's beautiful. It's beautiful to be in this shir. It's beautiful because we're all here together, together, every day. Every day. Every day. I see Avram Schmuckler. You guys know Avram. Incredible. Look at him. This guy. Sitting here. Zach. Zach. That's Zach. Right? Avram. The guy, when I see that, it's not so complicated. Zach has sat in this shir. And has worked it through. His Rebbe is Rabbi Race. He doesn't want to move. He doesn't want to move from that table over there. He doesn't want to move from... And I want to say something. And then I'll give it over to Rabbi Race and Zach. I want to say one thing about what I love. One of the many things that I love about Zach. Zach has come over to me. And Zach, you know this to be true. A few times maybe over your period of being in yeshiva here. Zach has come over to me. And has given me mussar. Zach has come over to me and has told me, I don't like that you said this. I don't like that you did this. It bothers me that you did this. I think this was wrong. And it hurt. And anytime someone does that to me, and I want people to come and do that to me, meaning I hope I don't. Why am I hesitating? I'm going to do it. Sorry, it's my mother. Sorry. I'm in the middle of shir in front of a lot of people. So I've never done that in my life. That's in your honor, Mrs. Lagerfeld. Ima, can I call you back? Okay, I'll send it to you. Okay, I'll send it to you now. Okay, love you. Thank you. Bye.
Yes!
What are the chances of that? Never happened ever. First of all, the fact that my phone was on, I got to send my mother. My mother was actually at my father's, at the cemetery. Where is this? Can someone quickly just get on a Kel Mulle Rachamim? She's at the cemetery for my father, a Kel Mulle. Quickly and send me a WhatsApp so I could send it to my mother. No, the Kel Mulle. Just look up Kel Mulle to say at a cemetery. Tell me when you sent it, if you could. Thank you. Sorry, I apologize for interrupting, but it was hard to push the red on my mother when it said Ima. So, thank you, Mrs. Lagerfeld. Rabbi Ray. So, Zach has given me... Thank you. Thank you. Where's C? Yes. Thank you, everyone, for sending. Wow. Love you all. Thank you. Wow. That was quick. Just my mother. Thank you. Sent. Just keep an eye on that. Zach has given me Musser. Oh, that's what I was in the middle of saying. See? Shma b'ni, Musser avicha, altita yishtar simecha. I hope I don't have to say something that someone's going to come over to me and criticize me, but I would humbly want it and accept it. And I don't know what you're going to say, Zach. I think I'm pretty good that when you've done that,
it's really cool.
What?
One specific time, I remember I was upset about something the yeshiva did. And Remy came over to me, he's like, let's talk about it. And right then I wasn't upset, even before we discussed it, just the fact that Remy was willing to speak about it and just take my opinion into it.
Yeah, it's true. Thank you. Well, so, and what I wanted, I'm happy that I responded that way, but Zach is a person who who sat here, that's why I mentioned Avram, who sat here, Akiva Rothenberg as well. Akiva sits here. I'm serious. Many of you. But when I see guys tuned in, you tune in, it changes your life little by little by little by slowly, little by slowly. Little growth, that's what growth is. Growth, they say a story that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and I'll end off with this and give over the mic to Rabbi Race and Zach. And this is my blessing to you, Zach. This is what I'm, my gift to you. My gift to you is Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky went over to a bachur in yeshiva and he gifted him a plant. And he said, put this plant on the windowsill. And the bachur goes, okay, thanks a lot. So he says, why did you give me a plant? So he says, because the plant will grow, but you'll never see it grow because it grows very, 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 very slowly. And a lot of times we get frustrated because we want to see my growth. It's the opposite. Growth is slow. If it's fast, what do they say? If it's easy, it's not, I don't know the line, but something like that. If it's easy, it's not lasting. And if it's hard, it'll last. If it's easy, it won't last. There's a quote like that. If it's easy and quick, it's not going to happen. It takes time. Growth happens slowly. Rabbi Reis, you got the mic.
Okay, I'm going to go quick because I really want to hear Zach. But I had Zach this year for history lottery, and I did not get a chance to give it to him, so I just wrote something up, and I want to give you this gift. Thank you. Okay. Ode to Zach Perkel. Zach Perkel. Oh, natural. Man's an actual cannibal. Dissecting his inside world with precision, straight masterful. Breaking down the steps of growth until it's truly practical. Hey. He took control, made honest goals, and crowned his soul his capital. It's admirable, invaluable, the gifts that he has given us all. I feel blessed to have been a witness as he leaves us on this Christmas. Over the past 3 years, over all of our time, Zach has been by far the one who most often has committed the crime of taking my phone from the table during First Seder and snapping some pictures for me to find later. I'd find selfies and group shots, front camera and back, and the one common thread through all of them was, you guessed it, Zach. He had a knack to attack our sacred phone stack and quick snap before I could slap my phone back into my lap. But alas. As I thought about what I wanted to share today, so I noticed a lot of the pictures that I found on my phone were selfies. And I think that's really, like what Rebbe was speaking about, a major part of Zach's journey for the past 3 years has been becoming more selfie. And he started putting himself before others. Zach started valuing his own growth and doing things because they made him feel good. Developing an active, dynamic, living, personal relationship with himself and with his higher power. He found his voice, his fire, his choice, his desires. He made decisions. He dreamed, he thought, he took stock. He spent time with himself. He cut things out of his life that no longer served him. He took a lot of selfies over the past few years. His camera roll is full of self-led experiences, friendships, relationships, with his self always squarely in the shot. Zach is a monster. Can it? Sponsor. Had it. Self-honor. He demands it. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, Zach, I got an album full to share with you today, and they tell many wonderful stories of the past 849 days since I met you. So here's to making more memories together, to capturing moments, and to taking a selfie with Mashiach speedily in our days. Wow.
Fisher's newsletter. Wow, this is a lot of pictures. I didn't realize I took that many.
Show us.
Let us see.
Yeah. Woo!
Okay. You can see more than waiting.
Speech.
Okay, back in the chair. Oh, no, chair. First of all, I don't want to record it, if that's okay.
Can we have a no mic Monday recording? Can we have under the?
Yeah, I guess if it's not like sent out to the public.
Sure.
Yeah.
Stop it.
He doesn't want it.
That's it.
But you recorded something.